Otakuology Podcast with Otaku Mike Engine Graves.
Hey everyone, Jin back with another episode of the most exciting podcast in the world, the Otakuology Podcast. With me, as always, is my super duper, I almost said love child. Yeah, I was going to go lover, and I was like, and love child started coming out. I was like, nope, that is not right.
I thought you were going to go like Digi-destined or something.
There you go. My super amazing Digi. So does that mean that one of us is like the Digimon and the other one's the Digi-destined?
I don't know. Who knows, really?
Who knows? But anyway, as always, my amazing podcasting buddy, Otaku Mike.
Hey, how's it going? Otaku Mike here. Podcaster, YouTuber extraordinaire.
Digi-destined. What do they call Pokemon? Pokemon Master. Extraordinaire. So, but in today's discussion, we're going to talk about basically Pokemon versus Digimon. Is one better than the other? Are they not? Are they basically on equal footing? Some of the differences, make y'all aware of that. And hopefully y'all will actually answer this question for us as we lay everything out of what is better, Pokemon, Digimon, or is there a third party runner up somewhere?
I'm going to just say it. Everybody knows Monster Rancher is better than both of these two. We're just going to state that right out the gate.
Hey, buddy. I was going to go with Metabots, but...
I mean, Metabots also.
Dude, hey, there's only one more that would actually top this one altogether.
Fighting Foodons?
Fighting Foodons. You got the nail on the head right there.
That's it. Fighting Foodons is the best Mon anime of all time. We're just going to state that right now.
Exactly.
It's right up there with Monster Rancher and Metabots.
Right. And Zatch Bell. I mean, we got to throw that one.
I guess Zatch Bell. Nobody remembers Zatch Bell.
But, you know, me and Mike are going to tell y'all how we got into this first. And then kind of go from there, kind of giving y'all a little bit of like how much knowledge Mike and I actually have about Pokemon and Digimon. So I think it came out a little bit after I was born.
Digimon came out in like 97, I think it was. It says. Digimon Adventures came out in, where is the date I'm looking for? 1999 was the original date for the anime, I believe. Yeah, 99 was for Digimon.
Okay. Over and 97 was for Pokemon over here?
96, I believe. 96, 97, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. So a little bit of a year difference. A little bit of a year gap, I guess you could say. I mean, I got into it like a lot of other people. I watched it Saturday mornings. Would get up and watch the Fox Box and watch, if anybody remembers the Fox Box. Would watch Digimon, and then Pokemon would be on the WB, so I'd have to switch over and watch Pokemon on the WB.
Right. Click, wee.
I always felt like Pokemon had the upper ground, or the more fan base to it growing up.
Yeah.
But I've always felt like Digimon was kind of like growing in fandom. But silently growing in fandom, I like Digimon. Digimon are cool, you know. Digimon kind of went in a different direction. It felt like like with the games, because it started out as a video game or like a little Tamagotchi, I guess you could say, and then went to like the anime and the other video games and stuff like that, you know.
That's exactly what I feel like about it, because we did have some of that stuff like that that came out first.
I feel like Digimon was a thing, but it wasn't as popular or wasn't a phenomenon like Pokemon was. It was kind of like a low-key phenomenon, I feel like.
Yeah.
But I've always questioned this. And when you brought up this topic to me, this was one of the things that I kind of questioned. I want to ask you this, is how did this rivalry start, you think? And how is it like kind of continued all these years?
Yeah. I think it kind of started out of some kind of resentment towards one or the other. Uh-huh. You know, people basically brought up and said, oh, well, you have to like one or the other. You can't not, you know, enjoy both of them. You know, it's either one or the other. And I think that's probably how it really started in that aspect.
And that's one thing that I've, like, becoming older, I really kind of questioned it and been like, really started to, like, look at it, because I've started to go back and, like, look at Digimon and Pokemon, because my kids are really big into Pokemon. I haven't really shown them Digimon too much. Like, my kids will sometimes see me playing the Cyber Sleuth games that I have on my PlayStation, but other than that, like, they don't really, like, know Digimon.
Yeah,
you know, but Digimon is still around. Like, I've seen Digimon when I go to, like, Hot Topic. I'll see, like, little, like, tchotchke, like, figures, or, like, they've got, like, Funko Pops sometimes, you know, or plushies, and you know, like, I feel like Digimon is kind of more, like, the nerdier of the two. Like, you know, like, nerdier, like, push-up glasses type of nerdy, like, I like Digimon, meh, 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 meh.
You think it was more so because it was digital?
Digital. Maybe. Who knows? I mean, I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, that was kind of a question that I really started to look at, because, you know, I got out of Pokemon back in, like, middle school, high school. Like, I stopped watching it for a long time. You know, I stopped consuming Digimon and Pokemon, and I kind of got back in the Digimon, but I got back into Pokemon a different way, which is through the manga, because we have our own Pokemon podcast, you know. And but I got it through back in the Digimon through a different way, which was the games that have been coming out. And it's just, I don't know, it's just interesting to look at, you know. I mean, how did you get into it? I feel like I'm rambling on.
So I got into it, basically Digimon, you know, Saturday mornings, like you said. Mm-hmm. And then Pokemon was actually kind of my, when I got home after school kind of thing. It was always on. And, whenever we would go to the store, we would actually pick up the VHS tapes. Yes, Jin is that old. Okay. We would pick up the VHS tapes and stuff actually for Pokemon and whatnot. So, you know, I was watching those all the time. You know, my cousins played the card games.
So question with the VHS tapes, was it two episodes of tape like normal, like 2 to 3 episodes?
I think there were 4.
Okay.
Yeah, but no, I mean, that's what it was. You know, you had like, I think like 2 hours worth of a TV show. So it was
depending on what
four.
Depending on what it was. Yeah. Some of those tapes are pretty rare, but I think they kind of went, the rarity went away because they released them all on DVD and Blu-ray, I guess, or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you know, the one thing that I think is pretty weird too is I had like the VHS Pokemon Christmas tape. And that's not one like you can see, like if you watch Pokemon on Netflix, like they never have that episode included in there. So it's kind of weird.
I don't think it is. I don't think it's even included on the DVD release.
Yeah. So it was a little weird seeing that and then being like, I know it was a thing.
You know?
It's not like it didn't exist.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But, definitely. Yeah, and then of course my dad had an old school gray Game Boy, you know, and we played Pokemon Blue and Red and Yellow. And then I guess Digimon would have been the card game, really, in the Tamagotchis.
Yeah,
of course.
You know, I mean, there were Digimon games because I remember playing a Digimon. It was like Digimon World, I think it was called. On the PlayStation 1.
Yeah, I think
I believe
so.
It was called. Which that actually got a remake. Which was, I'm very surprised that got a remake a couple of years ago. But I remember playing that and I was like, oh yeah, cool. Digimon, I get to go into this world. And I was like, wait a minute. How do I even play this game? Because it was so odd. Like,
yeah.
Because it wasn't like Pokemon. And I thought it was going to be like Pokemon, but it was like completely different. I would run around this world doing quests and stuff. And my Digimon, I would kind of tell it what to do, but it would sometimes not listen to me. Yeah. And sometimes it would like Digivolve. And I remember it pooped at points. Like it would poop. And I remember one time I had like I always wanted like Agumon or something, but I never could like really get Agumon. It would turn into like these, whatever you did, like it would turn into like a random Digimon, kind of like how you treated it, how it battled, you know.
Yeah,
it was really odd, and I could never really fully get into the game. Like I never finished the game, which I kind of want to go back and try the new game.
Yeah,
it's like updated kind of, but I remember I don't remember what the Digimon's name was, but he's the one who looks like a guy who's like completely on fire. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Oh, shit. Oh my god, you would ask me some of that stuff. I want to say it's like Infernomon.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. And I remember getting him, and then he turned into the poop monster. And I was like, I'm done.
Oh,
I'm done
gosh.
With this game. I remember, that was like the only Digimon game I played for quite some time. And then I played a little bit of Pokemon, you know, but like, I didn't really like dabble with any of the games. I didn't have a Game Boy to do that. But, you know, it is what it is. I didn't get back into Digimon until the new Cyber Sleuth games came out.
Yeah.
That was when I first, and then they released those Digimon movies, the Digimon Tri movies, and I was like, the Digi Destined are coming back. It was cool to revisit them.
So, I forgot what it was on, but I had a game that had like the main people from like season one. I think they had people from season two in it, but. It was like an arena game. It's called Digimon Rumble Arena.
And, is that on the PS3?
Yeah, no, I think it was on the PlayStation 2.
Because I have
you
one
got to play with it.
I have one on the PS3.
Yeah,
and it's called like Digimon Rumble something, and you're the Digimon, and you fight, and it's like a Smash Brothers clone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have that one. And that one's, I played it. I bought it for like a couple bucks. And yeah. I was like, this game kind of sucks. I was like, this sucks.
Yeah. What? I played it all the way through where you got like Dark War Greymon and things like that. And,
yeah.
You know, could play as the Mega Evolutions and, you know, because they were all the way Digivolved up and stuff like that. Uh-huh. And, oh, man, it was always a pain in the butt. I feel like at some point, either my games kept crashing or I'd have somebody corrupt my data all the time.
Yeah.
So I'd get, like, Dark War Greymon. And then magically, you know, you get to play with him a couple times. And then it just, like, poofed. I was like, where the hell did my data go?
Yeah.
So I don't.
Yeah,
I
which
I wanted that one.
I kind of wanted to touch on like the differences between the video games itself. So like I've been like I said, I've been playing the new ones, and I've been kind of playing the new Pokemon games. And you look at the Pokemon games have never really like changed like significantly over time.
Right.
Kind of added things
until the new one.
Until the new one, you know, but like. Playing Digimon, and I'm like, okay, I feel like Digimon is a lot more work than Pokemon is.
Yeah,
playing the games, because I have to like battle and train up my guys, go do and in order to get like certain Digimon, I have to like de-digivolve my characters, re-digivolve them, you know, make them go train, you know, do all this different. Hit all these different little goals, like stat goals and stuff like that, to get like certain Digimon. Because I remember putting in like over 100 hours on the first Digimon Cyber Sleuth game just to get specific Digimon. You know, right. I remember going and getting Gatomon and then getting like the black Gatomon and Digivolving up to Angel Woman and then like Lady Devimon and doing a certain thing to get like, different stats to get both of them to like digivolve together into one Digimon, you know? And like, I'm like, oh, I had to do all these steps to do it. And I feel like that's kind of where I enjoy Digimon more is I feel like it has a more in-depth, system than Pokemon. With Pokemon, I feel like it's just I fight and then I go up 3 levels and that's it.
Yeah.
You know,
there's no
like fine tuning. I mean, there's a little fine tuning, I guess you could say with possible moves, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. And maybe some of the stats, but like fine tuning what I want my team to be, you know, what monsters I want to get, you know, things like that, you know, my team, like I had to like work. I remember putting like so many hours and I'm still putting in hours because I'm starting to play the second game finally. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, like, cause your stuff rolls over. If you completed the first game, your stuff will roll over to the second game. And so I'm like, my play time says like over 100 hours on the second game. Yeah. Cause it's has a save file. And I feel like that's where Digimon is kind of better. Like, I like the new games a lot. I hate to say it, I like Digimon more than Pokemon, even though I know we have a Pokemon podcast.
You're dead to me. This podcast is over.
we have a Pokemon podcast, but I'm going to say, for me personally, I'm going to draw a line in the sand and say, Digimon is better than Pokemon. I'm just gonna say it right now.
Dead to me.
How is that so? Why can I not have a different difference of opinion?
So, backing up a little bit, because this would have been an earlier thing until we brought up those games. But you know, one of the things that I always felt was a problem is that you basically only got one Digimon.
Yeah, but in the new game you get more than one.
Yeah, exactly. Now with the new games you get up to like 3 or 4 depending on
No, like you can more. You can have as many as you want.
Right. I mean, like in your party, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you can have like three or four.
Yeah, it's like four. I think it's like four or five.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
I can flip and switch whenever I want. You know.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, Pokemon can do that too.
Yeah.
But I feel like both of these have drawn the good thing. Because I'm going to stick to the middle ground, okay?
No, you need to pick a fucking side, sir.
No, I like them both. There is no side picking. I think, though, that because of the healthy competition between both of them, though, is that's what's made both of them better. You know, Digimon now having Cyber Sleuth, where it's not like you're totally corralled to just having this one Pokemon. Digimon that you're gonna continuously have forever, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not like your tie with Agumon and you will never get anybody else. You said, you can digivolve them into other things. We actually have only ever seen that happen like once in the show, which was when Tai acted a certain way with Agumon. And instead of going into Greymon or Metal Greymon, he ended up turning into Skull War Greymon.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably the only one that we've actually seen adjust out of the lineup from things of how easy it is to do stuff like that. Yeah.
What about Black War Greymon?
What about Black War Greymon?
Yeah, would you say Black War Greymon was kind of the same way too?
Yeah, I mean, you know, kind of like you said with Gatomon and Black Gatomon, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody has like their dark side that has
a... You know it's funny, cuz in my party right now I have Black Garurumon.
Mhm.
And then I have Blue Greymon.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
But it's cool though, they have different attacks than the normal Garurumon and Greymon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then just how you can like digivolve up. I do like that now. Uh-huh. Talking about the video game from the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because now you can have that and have that person stay at it. So if you go, okay, well, I got this person up to whatever, I want them to stay there at that forever.
Yeah.
Then they can, you know?
Yeah. And I go ahead. Sorry.
But you know, that's kind of the thing with like Pokemon is once you do it, there is no going back.
Yeah. And one thing that you kind of mentioned before we even started this topic was you didn't like how in the anime, they would digivolve and revert back to whatever their like their baby style, whatever it's called. I don't remember what the little ones are called. What are the little ones called? Not like Agumon, but the one before Agumon.
I don't know. They're like the jellies.
The jelly ones. You know. Yeah. You said you didn't like that, but I look at it like this, as in, I feel like that offers up really interesting story scenarios in the anime itself, because there are times where like they would digivolve back into their original form, and they could be at a disadvantage, you know?
Right.
And you could have interesting scenarios come out from that, you know, like their backs could be against a wall fighting these bigger, tougher Digimon, stuff like that, you know? You could have different scenarios pop up where, as in Pokemon, it's just, hey, Pikachu, go kill these people over here. You know? Let's go. I feel like with the animes in particular, Pokemon kind of sticks to a formula and doesn't go away from that formula. I don't know.
And here's another thing out of that we've touched on a little bit, but we haven't exactly made the stab at it.
Yeah.
is there is a one reoccurring thing with Pokemon.
Yeah.
There's always Ash. There's always Pikachu.
Yeah.
You know, Ash has been 10, 11, wherever his age is, you know, he's been that way forever since it came out.
Yeah, true, true.
While in Digimon, you know, we have had, all of this stuff.
The characters, some of the characters have grown up.
Right.
You know,
they have gotten older. Digimon have come back. I mean, you know, just a lot of different stuff.
Digimon die?
Yes.
You know, get absorbed. Get absorbed and die, and Pokemon just get knocked out? You know? Yeah. I feel like with Pokemon, I know I might get some flack for it, but it's a little... It has not evolved or grown up as much with the fan base as Digimon has.
Right.
Like, Pokemon has kind of stayed in the kid area. Now we do have grown-ups who play Pokemon and love Pokemon, and that's cool. That's cool. But it's never really strayed far from that demographic of children. Digimon has started with children, has slowly grown up, you know, taking a little couple hiatuses here and there.
Yeah.
We got the new movies a couple years ago where they are older. You know, we've seen the Digigestion come and go, you know, different ones. And then, like, now we get a finite ending and, like, they're fucking grown-ups.
Right.
You know? Like, they're adults. Like, and we're adults.
Right. Well, and it, you know, and it spills over into, like, season 3.
Yeah, oh no, season 3 is probably one of the darkest Digimon seasons ever.
Yeah.
Which, they has no connection with the original. Except for, like, the original is, like, a TV show in that world. You know?
The original Digimon stuff? No, yeah. there's a connection to it.
No, I mean, it Digimon Tamers is supposed to be set in our world. And it's Digimon Adventures is a TV show in the Digimon Tamers world. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, kind of.
Like, it has a connection, but it doesn't have a connection. Like, it's not like a sequel. It's just, like,
because the teacher is supposed to be Kari.
No, it's not Kari. They never actually said that. They've never said that.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Because Digimon Tamers is completely separate. That's when they went separate, and it's not connected to the original two seasons of Digimon. They started doing, like, different things with it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it has nothing to do with Digimon 1 or 2 whatsoever. Okay. It's like a complete reboot. That's why you don't see them at all ever in the, like, they never bring them back. I don't think they ever brought those characters back. Like, they brought, like, the original Digidestins back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mind blown, right?
I have no idea.
You don't know.
Yeah. You don't know.
Yeah, no, it has no connection to the original series. Yeah, it's kind of like how in Marvel Comics, there is a Marvel Comics in the Marvel Comics universe. It's kind of like that. Like, yeah. There are Spider-Man comics in Spider-Man. Type of thing. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, I know I probably went on a weird tangent, But yeah, Digimon Tamers has nothing to do with Digimon Adventures whatsoever. But you messed up and I forgot what I was going to say. Thanks a lot.
So how does season 4 fit into all?
Season 4 does not fit into anything. There aren't even Digimon in that one. But yeah, even going down to it, like, it's so weird that we have this divide with the fandoms. Like always, we have a divide. Like, when we get down to it, the only things that these two things have in common, there are monsters, and we fight the monsters. That is all.
It's pretty blunt.
There are monsters. I mean, it is. Oh, and we have Mon. We have Mon in the name.
Right. That's true. Because, I mean, one of the other weird things is how Digimon actually are, well, most of them actually talk in some kind of English, I guess.
Yeah.
Or in some kind of, like, actual language, because they are connected to our world in some way.
Yeah.
But Pokemon, you know, they basically say their names, or they growl, or something like that, you know.
True.
Let me ask you this. I proposed this question to somebody else the other day.
All right.
And I feel like this episode of the podcast is a good one to ask you. So, you know, with Pokemon, how they get their names right, you know, it's based off of what the Pokemon says, correct?
Yes.
How do they get the names for Pokemon that actually don't say their names?
They just make up the names?
Like, where you have, like, Zubat. They don't actually say Zubat, Zubat, Zubat. They do that little squeech thing, you know?
I don't know. I mean,
so
who knows?
That was one of my questions to this other person. They go, I don't know either.
I don't know. I don't think it really matters. To be honest.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really think we really need the whole fucking Digimon versus Pokemon debate.
That's true, but obviously we have to, because...
I mean,
like Digimon more than Pokemon.
I mean, I think Digimon, honestly, has a better, like, through story, like, anime-wise.
Yeah.
Like, it has a beginning, middle, and end, and then I move on to the next season, which can be completely different. I don't have to stick with fucking Ash Ketchum.
Right?
You know, well, just... I don't know.
You know, one of the other things about it, though, is... And I would say that Pokemon's probably drawn from Digimon off of this aspect of it.
Yeah.
But how... In everything, if you've ever went back to the world or anything else, like, you always meet your friend again, you know?
Yeah.
So, whoever it is, you know, Izzy and,
Tentomon,
you know, you always go back and you meet your buddy again, basically.
Yeah.
You know, in Pokemon, how long did it take for anything to happen where Ash actually went back to go see his Pokemon?
I don't think he's been back in quite some time. I'm just going to say that. Honestly, I feel like Ash is a bad Pokemon trainer. He abandons his Pokemon. Just gonna say that. And he leaves them with Professor Oak. And, you know, he doesn't even see his Pokemon. He doesn't interact with them. Because he's like, oh, I'm going on a new adventure. I just gotta take my fucking Pikachu with me. I don't need any more Pokemon. I just need Pikachu because I'm going to go catch the next couple starter Pokemon and, you know, go there from there, you know.
Right.
I will say, though, I haven't watched much of that new one, that Pokemon Go thing.
Yeah.
where it's like a greatest hits of Pokemon, where they go see all through all the other like Pokemon generations and stuff, and there's the one Pokemon guy who wants
Journeys.
Is it Pokemon Journeys? Is that what it is? Yeah. I will say the battles have gotten a lot better, and I feel like Ash's Pokemon like catching selection has gotten interesting, to say the least. Because doesn't he have like a Gengar and a Dragonite?
Yeah.
At some point in that one?
Yeah, which I'm surprised he doesn't have more guys.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, I don't know. I don't know which ones he gets caught, you know.
Yeah. Well, and taking a step back to us talking about him going back or whatever, we never actually saw him go back, I think, until he went to Alola.
Yeah.
He went back for one episode to go, one or two episodes to go see them, sees Misty and Brock again, you know.
Yeah.
And then with Journeys, he's been back a couple times. So, you know, like I said, I think Digimon has had an effect on how Pokemon has grown and stuff a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, vice versa as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, and they've affected the animes each other have and the games.
Yeah.
And, you know, how you're able to do things.
I mean, I'm just going to say is we should just have a Digimon versus Pokemon crossover in the games. You know, like how we had like Marvel versus DC, Digimon versus Pokemon. And you'll be like, oh no, what happened to Pikachu? Oh, he got blown up by War Greymon.
Right.
Like all you have to do is fucking step on him.
Right. Well, like, you know, the other weird thing is how, and I feel like Pokemon's a lot more lighthearted than Digimon is. Because whenever you get in, well, I mean, whenever you get into the actual aspect of it, like Pokemon don't actually really ever die. Like it's mentioned, but they just faint, you know?
Yeah. Well, and also like, we don't have as, I feel like we don't have as well-rounded characters in Pokemon that we do like we do in Digimon.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's like, oh, I feel like Ash is very one note, you know?
Yeah.
He's not like a, well, he's a lot like a Goku in ways.
Yeah.
He's,
I agree with that. And I feel like we're kind of spinning the drain on that one, though, because of how he is. Like, you know, you can't add anything new to him.
True. You and can kind of teach him battle stuff a little bit, but that's about it.
He's got that Goku happy-go-lucky-ness to him, and it doesn't get any better.
Yeah, yeah. True.
You know.
He's not able to age.
Right.
You know?
Right. Well, you know, and then just his character design, I feel like they actually downgraded him as he's progressed.
You think so?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, the new one looks okay.
Yeah, the new one's a lot better than the Alola one. I didn't like that one at all, but...
Oh, that one was terrible.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, he's gotten so far away from what he looked like at the very beginning, you know. But bringing up the movies and stuff for Digimon, like, we have progressively gotten better with things with that, you know, as they've aged, you know, we've gotten to see that. The art might have changed, but it just made it more complimentary, not, oh, well, what happened to their heads, you know?
So let me ask you this, because let's kind of, I don't know if you have anything more to say in or add to this, but if you had to pick a winner, what would you pick?
Fighting Foodons all the way.
Okay, Fighting Foodons. Okay, that's okay. I pick Monster Rancher. Monster Rancher is my pick.
Who knows? Hey, you know, we'll find out at some point in one way or another that that the Digimon world is actually part of Porygon's DNA.
Oh, God.
Or, like, vice versa, that Porygon is actually a Digimon in disguise. We just somehow got lost in the Pokemon.
Porygon is actually the portal to the Digimon universe. We just don't know it.
Hey, maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's the reason why Ash has never aged, is because he's actually stuck in a video game from
Yeah, maybe.
How weird would that be?
Oh, yeah. I think there was a game like that I played one time, and you ended up being stuck in a video game, and I was like, huh, didn't see that coming.
Right. Well, I mean, and then we have season 4 of Digimon, where people are actually able to become the Digimons and fight and do all this other stuff. Like, yeah. I think that makes it more unique, because we don't get anything like that in Pokemon. I think
no.
In Johto, we had one thing, and they tried to make a Officer Jenny like a Spider-Man ripoff, because she had a Spinarax that would hold onto her arms, and she could like shoot webs out.
Oh.
But other than that, I really don't think that we've had anything else when it's come down to any of that with Pokemon.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see us having like a real clear definitive winner. Honestly, it's all up to you and what you like more.
Right.
I think we need to put the Digimon versus Pokemon debate to rest. Though we're still going to have it. It's still going to be on the internet for a long, long time.
That's true. That's true. At least until we can get Tamagotchis back.
Yeah. Did you hear they're bringing back Neopets?
Oh my god.
Do you remember Neopets?
I do remember Neopets.
Well, they're making a game for the Switch.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Neopets, the true winner of the Pokemon versus Digimon.
Oh my fight. God. That makes me sick. I fucking hated Neopets. Hey buddy, look, it's the same guy, just recolored because he's a different thing.
Hey, guess what? Digimon does the same thing.
Right, but they do it in a cooler way.
Okay, yeah. Anyways,
you know what it reminds me of? You know what it reminds me of?
What?
Bakuman.
Bakuman?
Yeah, you know the thing where they have the little balls that they toss out, and then they morph into like the creature.
Oh yeah.
And then when it's like the spirit of the creature, like in Beyblade. It's the spirit that came out.
Bakuman sucked.
Right. And it's still going.
Oh, it is? Oh, God.
I think they just had new figures come out for it.
Oh, I'm like, okay, we're stretching now. Right. We're stretching for content now, you know.
Right.
I remember watching that. I think I was in high school. I turned it on. I was like, oh, what's this? I'm like, this fucking sucks ass.
This fucking sucks ass.
I don't even think I made it through like 2 episodes.
Oh my god. There you go. Then we get into the real fight. Pokemon and Digimon versus all these other ones that have games based off of them. Beyblade, Yu-Gi-Oh, everything.
Yeah.
So yeah. But at least we know that between Digimon and Pokemon that they've actually withstood all this stuff. I mean,
they've withstood
Yu-Gi-Oh,
the
I think, kind of has.
Yeah, I think Yu-Gi-Oh has its ups and downs. I think it's more the card game aspects. I don't know how like the manga is anymore. I don't know if that has a big fandom towards it. And I don't know if the anime does either. I think it might solely be the card game for that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not in that world, sure. So I don't know. I don't know the whole Yu-Gi-Oh thing. You know.
Jesus.
I mean, I know some Yu-Gi-Oh! I just don't keep up with it.
Oh, what's the thing? Crap. There's something, and I can't remember. It's in a movie, and there's a part where these guys are kind of going after him, after this Asian guy, and they go, something, you're not American. He goes, of course I am. And then he sits there and he goes, hamburger, Mitsubishi, Ford, like starts naming off shit. They go, he's American. He's American.
I don't know how that ties into this, but okay.
But then at some point he goes, Hamaru.
Okay.
That's what it made me think about when you said that. It made me think about Yu-Gi-Oh. Okay, I know a little bit of it, okay? And it just made me think about that, because then you're like, Celtic Guardian, Dark Magician, Blue Eyes White Dragon. You know anything recent? No, but I know Yu-Gi-Oh.
Karibo?
Exactly, Karibo. So... of course, I do know these.
I know. I'm a Yu-Gi-Oh master. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
We play, what else, we play first generation around here. Thank you very much, sir.
Right. Whoever heard of cards that weren't blue? What are these black cards around here for?
Yeah.
Back in my day, you know what the black cards were used for, right? Those were used for stealing souls.
We're going to send you to the shadow dimension.
Exactly. Now they're like every kind of witch way and whatnot. So
yeah.
But that's another discussion we will not be getting into.
Oh God. Yeah. Leave me out of that discussion. I already feel like we might hurt or hurt a little bit of the Pokemon Digimon fandoms with our hot takes a little bit. You know, Digimon is superior than Pokemon, just saying.
You're dead just to
saying.
Me.
I know, I'm dead to you. It's dead okay. To me. It's okay. But the thing is, we are allowed to have our own opinions, and yet we can still be friends.
Not anymore. Oh my god. I guess... So, over the table real quick.
Okay.
Being this, and you can take this whichever way you want to go with it.
Okay.
If you want to explain or not, but I guess now your mom has something to worry about.
Yeah, we'll leave that for our next unwind episode.
Okay. So yeah. Stay tuned for more great content from the Otakuology podcast, where, yes, we do love our mothers very much so. And we will catch you guys later on. See you next Tuesday.
As always, don't forget to check out our website, otakuologypodcast.com, our Instagram, and our Twitter at otakuologypodcast. If you want to reach out to us, you can do so by email or contacts on our Twitter or Instagram. Leave us a voicemail at anchor.fm/otakuology, and we'll play it on the podcast. And don't forget to rate and review us 5 stars on whatever podcast platform you listen to us on. Leave a review or a question you'd like to ask us, and we'll get back with you. And we'll read it on the podcast.
Everywhere. Hey, we could be spontaneous. And as always, see you next Thursday.
Oh, Thursday. Oh. Not Thursday.
Why, are you thirsty?
Thirsty Thursday?
Well, you...
That's a different podcast. That is a different podcast.
Oh, okay? My gosh. But as always, guys. As I said before, thanks for listening. See you next Tuesday, buddies. Bye. Pokemon for the win.